of the most disturbing elements of the war on marijuana is how it has made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows firsthand the futility of the drug war and reaches out to the community and to current law enforcement to end our war on drugs through legalization. It's time now to speak to one such officer in our continuing look at law enforcement against prohibition. I'm very excited to be welcoming to our show Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Jack, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me on, Russ.
Thank you for being here. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the genesis of LEAP. What made you want to form an organization for law enforcement to fight against prohibition?
Well, when I retired from New Jersey State Police, I had spent 26 years there and 14 of those years undercover in narcotics. After I retired, I felt so bad about my role in implementing what today I've considered not only an unjust war and a failed war, but far worse, it's a self-perpetuating, constantly expanding policy disaster. So I sat down with four other police officers and we created this organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and we said, what should we really be interested in doing as law enforcers? And when we boiled it down to the essence, we decided we should be interested in reducing death, disease, crime, and addiction. And sadly, as you know, Russ, all four of those categories are just made infinitely worse by the war on drugs. So that wasn't what we wanted. What we decided we do want is we want to end drug prohibition, just like we ended alcohol prohibition in 1933, because looking at this from the viewpoint of law enforcement, we know that the day after we ended that nasty law, Al Capone and all his smuggling buddies were out of business. They were off our streets. They were no longer out there killing each other to control that very lucrative market. They were no longer killing us police officers charged with that, fighting that useless war. And they were no longer killing our children caught in crossfire and drive-by shootings. Everything we experience today. So we know that if we end the war on drugs, we can, and legalize these drugs, we can completely remove the violence from the equation. And then when we regulate the drugs, we can have some other great things happen. For instance, we can end overdose deaths, because nobody dies of an overdose because they shoot more and more dope. They die because they don't know how much of that tiny package of powder they're buying is really the drug and how much the cutting agent. In an illegal, unregulated market, they will never know. And then if we start treating drug abuse as a health problem instead of a crime problem, we can actually help these young people who were arresting at the rate of 1.9 million per year and doing everything we could do to destroy their lives. And we sit back and scratch our heads and say, I wonder why they didn't quit using drugs.
Well, it's something I definitely support, this ending prohibition. We learned before, or we should have learned before, that it just doesn't work. I want to encourage everyone listening to check out leap.cc on the internet, or you can go to Cops Say Legalize Drugs. Is it .org or is it .com?
Either one.
Oh, either one. CopsSayLegalizeDrugs.com or CopsSayLegalizeDrugs.org. And we're speaking with Jack Cole, who's the executive director of LEAP. And you can always spot Jack and the rest of the folks from LEAP, the former law enforcers and prosecutors and so on, at our various conventions and events, because they wear that shirt that says Cops Say Legalize Drugs. Ask why. One thing that's of interest to our listeners is, of course, we're a show here with NORML, a National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and a lot of people here are very supportive, should be very supportive, of legalizing marijuana. Why do marijuana people, why do folks that support marijuana being legal, why should they also get on board with the legalization of what some would consider harder, more dangerous drugs?
Well, because if the government, first off, if the government were smart enough to legalize marijuana across the board, that wouldn't change anything as far as it wouldn't make one less overdose death in this country, because of course nobody dies of an overdose of marijuana. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't cause one less person to get AIDS and hepatitis from sharing needles, because you don't share needles or use needles at all in administering marijuana. It wouldn't it wouldn't lessen the violence much at all, because certainly people who use marijuana are not violent people, and most of the people that sell that particular drug are not violent. The violence occurs with the hard drugs. So, yes, a lot of wonderful things would happen if we could just legalize marijuana. For instance, 835,000 people wouldn't have to be arrested every year for marijuana law violations, which would be a terrific thing. It's, we want to take care of all this stuff, and we know that we can, that if we legalize it, we can reduce death, disease, crime, and addiction, because we've seen other countries where they've just leaned toward this, and everything has gotten better, mm-hmm. whether it's decriminalization or whether it's distributing heroin to heroin users through clinics or by prescription. Every time we've loosened up the laws and tried to treat human beings as human beings, everything in that country has gotten better.
Okay. We have a question from one of our listeners in the chat room. New Jersey Leaper is asking about joining LEAP. He'd like to get involved and join LEAP, and I know a lot of people probably would, but he'd like to know what the privacy policy is with LEAP if someone were to join. I imagine, you know, a lot of people who currently work in law enforcement would be afraid, perhaps, of being found out of being in LEAP.
Well, anybody can join LEAP, and we don't release the name of anyone who does join LEAP for any reason without their permission. The people whose names we do release are speakers for LEAP or board members for LEAP or our staff. And we have 85 speakers right now. And we have a board of 9 members and a 17-member advisory board and 9 staff.
So you say like your average supporter or even someone who's currently in law enforcement shouldn't really have anything to fear by joining LEAP?
No, certainly they don't have anything to fear. We're not going to release their names and out them in any way. And as a matter of fact, for law enforcers, politicians, people in very sensitive areas, they can even join us as stealth members. No. We even go further. We don't even keep their names or anything on computers that have access to the internet, so that we can't be hacked for their names.
Okay. Another question, kind of along the same lines. This one comes from Dustin, and he's just wanting to know, you know, speaking about law enforcement officers who might join LEAP, and this one, of course, LEAP did not have anything to do with releasing the information. The officer did. It's the case of Officer Bradley Jardis in New Hampshire, who made known that he was a member of LEAP and got fired from his police job, sued to get it back, and got the job back. But we just recently reported on a story of how Officer Jardis suggested or proclaimed to other law enforcers in New Hampshire and elsewhere that they should not arrest patients who are using marijuana, and that he would refuse to arrest patients who used marijuana, and then LEAP removed him from its list of speakers. I wanted to give you a chance to address that and let people know the reasoning behind it and why you think this was a good move on LEAP's part.
Sure. It's a bit complicated. Even to people like me who certainly believe in free speech and even believe in civil disobedience, what I don't believe in is here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create an organization that's made up of law enforcers and supporters of law enforcers who want to end prohibition. Right now, we are working with 4 different police federations. Among these 4 federations, they comprise 50,000 police officers, and we're right now in negotiations with them to get them to endorse LEAP and our mission statement. Now, there is no way in the world we could possibly get them to endorse LEAP if we're saying it's okay for a police officer to say they're going to violate their oath of office. I think it's something that I would never tell somebody they can't do, but they certainly can't represent LEAP after they've done that.
Okay. Does that does that put your organization, though, in the uncomfortable position of saying, cops say legalize drugs, but until then, arrest patients?
Well, it's a position. Here's our position. Our position is that we have almost unassailable credibility, mm-hmm. simply because we are law enforcers who have always lived up to our oath of office. We have always done what we're supposed to do out there, and many of us don't like it at all.
Right, right.
So we work very, very hard on every off hour that we have to change these laws. You know, in our country, we have that ability. I mean, this isn't like some other countries you might be in. We don't think that we have to tell the police officers not to uphold the laws that exist in the U.S. There are ways to change those laws.
Right. Okay. And you wrote in your response on one of the boards about, you know, police officers aren't the judiciary, and it should be the judiciary that's deciding
these
laws.
That's true.
I would want to, like, get your opinion on, you know, there's a lot of jurisdictions, like, for example, Seattle or Columbia, Missouri or Missoula, Montana, where the citizens have voted a lowest law enforcement priority to direct police to make marijuana arrests their lowest priority. And we also
yes.
know that police officers in their day-to-day operations aren't charged. I mean, they do have some discretion to not ticket every litterer or every jaywalker or whatever. How does that balance in this situation with Officer Jardis?
Well, it balances in that police do have discretion
okay.
on what they do out there, on who they arrest in certain instances. And those instances are in instances that aren't felonies. We have no discretion when it comes to a felony.
Right.
If we observe a felony, we have to arrest. But that discretion is something that the police officer controls in each individual case.
Okay.
And that is very different than making a public statement that from now on I will not enforce law X at all. That is no longer discretion. That's civil disobedience.
Okay.
As I say, there's a place for civil disobedience. Perhaps even this might work to help for Bradley Jardis, but it doesn't help Leap. We can't have a person representing us who's doing that.
Understood. I'm so glad, Jack, that you're able to join us here and give us, you know, straight from the top the position here. And, you know, folks, that's politics. You know, sometimes decisions have to be made for what could be considered a greater good here, and that is keeping Leap's, you know, unassailable reputation and ability to integrate with these existing law enforcement officers. Jack, thanks for joining us on the show.
And
we really appreciate you.
Can I say one more
thing? Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
You know, people have said that we threw Bradley out of the organization. We didn't do that. We said he can't represent us. That's all. He will be in this organization until he resigns. Everybody is in the organization until they resign. We have never thrown anybody out of the organization, but we won't allow certain people to be speakers for us.
Gotcha.
And Bradley's not the only one. I've told about more than 75 people who were listed as speakers for LEAP that they could no longer be speakers for LEAP for a lot of different reasons.
Okay.
But that's the only way we can control the credibility of our organization.
I totally understand, and I thank you for the clarification. Jack Cole, Executive
thank
Director
you.
For LEAP. Check out leap.cc on the internet or copssaylegalizeddrugs.com. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Chris Goldstein from Philly Normal with an important announcement for those of you in the Philly area.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after a word from these 420 friendly sponsors. Wait a minute. This is internet radio. There are no dials here.